Welcome to the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Friday, May 19th, 2023. I'm Charles Martin, and we begin today with the very first Apple retail store to open. 22 years ago, on May 15th, 2001, Steve Jobs inaugurated the first Apple retail store in a little mall called Tyson's Corner near Washington, D.C. Earlier this week, that original location closed in order to move stock and other equipment to its new location within the same mall, but upstairs and in a much larger space. Today, the store reopened to huge crowds, and Apple insiders Mike Wortley, who also attended the first grand opening in 2001, was there to take photos and compare the old and new Tyson's Corner store. The new space is about three times the size of the retail square footage found in the old location, and the new store likely has about double the backstage area. More importantly for customers bringing in machines for repair or replacement, the new store is closer to a mall entrance. The decor has changed to an overall more environmentally friendly theme, reflecting a general move by the company as a whole, but Ive's design hand is still evident. There's also a Genius Bar in the new store once again, so if you find yourself in Fairfax County in Northern Virginia, we'd encourage you to go visit a bit of rejuvenated Apple history. In other Apple news, the term AI is being horribly misused as a marketing buzzword, even by companies with that literal term as part of their name. That said, generative chat technology and large language model machine learning has taken front and center in the headspace of tech producers and consumers. And though Apple was actually ahead in this game by years in many ways, it was Microsoft and OpenAI who found a way to capture the public's imagination with it. As a result of this and other factors, Apple may have the lowest profile among companies that misuse the term AI, but it is no stranger to what those terms actually mean, which is closer to Apple's preferred terms of machine learning and neural engine. Towards that end, Apple has recently been advertising for more machine learning engineers who have an interest in generative AI, as well as augmented and virtual reality. It is thought Apple will use such talent to improve and extend its existing and future products, particularly software and services. Apple CEO Tim Cook has called the current push of, quote, AI, unquote, chat and search very interesting, but has warned that caution should be used to avoid unintended consequences, echoing some critics who feel that industry guidelines or even legislation may be needed to prevent the further spread of misinformation and false data. Apple's ad suggests that it will only lightly leverage the use of large language models, better known as LLMs, at least for now. Because of its focus on privacy and user security, Apple may feel the need to take a different approach than the bread and circuses entertainment-oriented results that ChatGPT and Google's Bard can offer right now. Speaking of ChatGPT, there have already been hundreds of fake apps in the App Store claiming some connection to the popular generative chatbot, and these should be largely avoided. Now, however, there is an official ChatGPT app for iOS from OpenAI, with an Android version expected later. The official app is free, with the option to take advantage of other features by buying a ChatGPT Plus subscription for US$20 a month. Doing so gives users faster response times, the latest GPT-4 technology, and early access to forthcoming features. For those who can't type well, the official ChatGPT app also accepts voice input via its own Whisper open-source sound recognition system. The app also lets users sync their history with the engine across multiple devices and is open to everyone. Except Apple's employees, it seems. Leaks from within Apple suggest that the company has put a ban on using any sort of ChatGPT-like LLM-trained technology by its employees, with Apple fearing that proprietary data could be leaked inadvertently by employees using engines like Bard to help write code or answer questions that might reveal Apple's plans. On another note, a first-person psychological horror game called Layers of Fear, first launched on other platforms in 2016, will be arriving on the Mac with native support for Apple Silicon machines. The new and updated version employs Unreal Engine 5 to bring ray tracing and 4K HDR resolution to the game. It'll launch on June 15th for Apple Silicon Macs, PCs, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. Though pricing is currently unannounced, it will be available for Apple users through the Mac App Store. In other tech news, a few days back, we told you about Microsoft's Phone Link, which allows users on PCs to do some limited calling and texting on their computers via relay to their iPhone. A new report from Certo Software on the security vulnerabilities in the program strongly suggests that Windows users don't install it. The concern is that cyberstalkers could install it with only brief physical access to the victim's iPhone and could then view all of their iMessages, phone call records, and phone notifications. Once set up, there would be no obvious sign that the victim's data was being shared. Meanwhile, Samsung has suddenly decided to drop its plan to switch the default search engine on its smartphones to Microsoft's Bing that we told you about this week, presumably after getting a polite reminder from the company that creates and controls the operating system Google relies on for its Android phones, Google. Google has been, as it is with Apple, the default search engine on Samsung since 2010. Additionally, it buys Samsung's memory modules, as well as Samsung's chip manufacturing services. But we're sure this is just a coincidence. Finally for today, another follow-up from a recent story that really didn't take long. In Wednesday's edition, we told you that the state of Montana has passed a law banning the social media service TikTok from the state, requiring that Apple and Google geofence the offending app out of their app stores in Montana or face steep fines. There was, of course, no thought given as to how that would actually work or be enforced. Yesterday, a group of TikTok users sued the state, saying that the law infringes on constitutional rights such as the freedom of speech, exactly as we predicted. The group further argues that the ban exceeds the state of Montana's jurisdiction. While TikTok is indeed owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance, thus far nobody has been able to conclusively prove that the data mining the service does, and it does a lot, like Facebook does, is seen or collected by Chinese government officials. That said, the federal government and a number of states have successfully passed legislation banning the TikTok app from government devices. TikTok, for its part, has asserted under oath before Congress that the company has not received any requests to share U.S. user data with China's government, nor would it comply with such a request. The lawsuit essentially will require Montana's governor and lawmakers to prove that TikTok is doing what it's accused of and prove that the concerns could not have been resolved through other means. In addition, Montana has now opened itself up to a lawsuit from TikTok and ByteDance itself, which could claim financial damages if the state cannot prove its allegations. TikTok previously, and successfully, sued the executive branch of the federal government to stop a plan in 2020 to ban the app. You can hear more news and analysis from Apple Insider on the weekly Apple Insider podcast every Friday, as well as our HomeKit Insider podcast that's out every Monday. Links to both shows are in the notes for this one. If you'd like to support the Apple Insider Daily Podcast, we are now accepting sponsorships. Reach out to me at charles_martin@appleinsider.com and we'll get in touch. Thank you for listening and tune in on Monday for more. I'm Charles Martin and this has been the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Friday, May 19th, 2023.